We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Nechan Yaakov ben Pitchas Eliyahu. We are in Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. By way of introduction, the Torah says in Parshas Kisete, Ki Kachi Shishel Va'ola, a man who marries a woman, V'hayoyim lo simtachem be'enav, ki mata ba'er vastavar, she no longer finds favor in his eyes. And there's an er vastavar, we'll learn in the end of the Masechta what that means, under what circumstances is it appropriate for there to be a divorce. V'kasav la sefer krisus, and he writes her a book literally of severance, puts in her hand, and then sends her out of the house. So this is a sefer krisus is the Hebrew term. We call that a get in Aramaic, although really a get just means a shtar, and we can use a get when it comes to a get shichrur as well. When it comes to emancipating a non-Jewish slave, we use something called a get as well. So really it should be called a get isha, but we know when we use the word get without any description, we assume it's speaking about a get isha. So this is a halacha of writing a get v'kasav la, and from the word la, after all, the Torah didn't really have to write that. The Torah could have said v'kasav, the husband writes a sefer krisus and asan biyada. What does it mean he has to write the get for her? So the Gemara learns that it means the get has to be written lishma. What does lishma mean? So it has to be l'shem gerish, and has to be for the sake of divorce, but also has to be for the sake of this particular man, this particular woman. If you have a case, let's say, where Reuven wrote a get to his wife Leah, and then decided, we're not going to get divorced, and threw the get out in the street. And another Reuven walks by and sees, oh, look at that, it's my name and it's my wife's name. I can use this. I have planning getting divorced. I'll just use this get and have people sign it. So that is not allowed because that get was not written l'shem this man and l'shem this woman. A get has to be written l'shma v'kasav la. That is Rabbi Elazar's opinion, who holds that the get itself is what the Torah is speaking about, v'kasav la, that has to be written l'shma. Rabbi Meir disagrees. Rabbi Meir says v'kasav la is a reference to the signatures, the edim who are signing on the get to validate the get. So those edim are the ones who are the ones who caused the divorce, and that is what has to be written l'shma, those signatures. This is probably the most famous dispute in all of the Masechta. We find it has many, many applications, and that is this machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Mesira Karsi, the Eidei Mesira, the Eidim, the witnesses who are watching the divorce, watching the get being given from the man to the woman. They are the ones who caused the severance, Karsi, and not the Edim who signed. In fact, the Edim midaraisa, you don't need Edim to sign the get at all. Just need Edim to watch the husband give the get to the wife, a get that says you're mutter to everybody else, and of course there's a date and their names on the get. Signing the get is only midarabanan, which we'll see why. And therefore, what has to be lishma? Obviously not the signatures, because midarash, you don't need signatures. The kasav la is a reference to the get itself, must be written lishma, l'shem gerishin, and of course, the name for the sake of this man and woman. Rabbi Meir disagrees and holds not edim esira karsi, not the edim who watch the get being given from man to woman are the ones who cause the severance, but rather edim chasima karsi. The edim who are watching, or the edim who are rather signing on the get, they're the ones who cause the severance, and therefore their signature must be lishma, and therefore the get itself doesn't have to be written lishma as long as the signatures are lishma. That is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. An additional halacha that's important from the pasuk is vishilcha mibeso. Why does the Torah not use the language vigirisha, gerishin, banishar, from the home, but rather send her away? So the Gemara derives in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin that the gerishin, the divorce can be done via a shaliach, through an agent. The husband doesn't, although it says v'nasan biyada, he gives the get and places it in her hand, he doesn't have to do that. He can appoint a shaliach, and the shaliach can, that shaliach, by the way, can appoint another shaliach, many as you like, to the point where the shaliach now delivers the get and places it in the hand of the woman. We learn from there, from Mishilcha Mibeso, that in fact he could appoint a shaliach. So our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Masechta, is going to deal with a case where a shaliach is delivering a get on behalf of the husband, but he's coming from a faraway place, coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. And there is a concern one of two concerns that we have, and because of those one of two concerns, he has to say these magic words, which are b'fanai nichtav u'b'fanai nechtam. This get was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. What are the two concerns? So Rabbah brings up one concern, and then we'll begin the Mishnah. Rabbah says, because ein bikin l'shma. When you're bringing a get from Chutz La'aretz to deliver to a woman in Eretz Yisrael, so we're afraid that in Chutz La'aretz they're not experts in the halacha of l'shma. Why are they not experts in it? Different opinions. Some say Chutz La'aretz were not learned. Others, Rishonim claim no. They are very learned. The rest of the get is perfectly fine, but v'kasavla, that drasha, that a get has to be written l'shma, they did not accept that tradition. So that's why you were afraid the get was not written l'shma. Another concern is the following. What happens if the husband, the woman is holding on to a get, and the husband says, oh, that get is forged, I never wrote that get, you're not divorced, and let's say she remarried in the interim, she's now a married woman living with another man because she was never divorced, terrible. So what do we do if the husband is going to contest the validity of the get? So what we do, well, we do that all the time. Let's say you have a case where you have a loan document, and someone contests that was forged, and I never lent you that money, or money's paid back, and someone questions whether this ashtar was ever written. So let's say the lovek can say, you never lent me money, this is a forged ashtar. So what does the malva do? So he brings the ashtar to court, and we do what we call kiyum shtaros, which is a din derabbanan, which is we have to validate the signatures. How do you do that? So the typical way is to bring in the people who signed and have them testify, yes, indeed, these are our signatures. What we call kiyum shtaros. Maybe have another shtar with their signatures, or maybe other people know these people and they can testify, but that's what we call kiyum shtaros. That's what we do. Do we authenticate the shtar, make sure that it's valid based on this kiyum shtaros whenever, and we do that sometimes in advance of the fact, so that if someone claims that it's forged and contests the validity of a shtar, that we have what to say and what to respond. So here there's the following concern. A get being brought from far away from Chutz La'aretz, maybe we'll never find the Edom. They're not available. They're not accessible to us for Kiyum Shtaros. So the one who's delivering the get, we want to make sure, according to Rabbah, that he's going to affirm that this get was written Lishma. And according to Rava, we want him to affirm that that we do now to authenticate the signatures, so that if there's ever a concern in the future, will be fine, because as Rava says, ein shayaros mitsuyos, the caravans are not available, ein eidim mitsuyim l'kaimo, eidim the witnesses are not available, they're not traveling, we don't have caravans traveling people from back and forth in order for them to authenticate the signature. So says the Mishnah like this, hamedi get midin asayam, a person who's delivering again as a shaliach leholacha, shaliach leholacha is shaliach who's delivering again. A woman could actually appoint a shaliach lekabbalah. She can also appoint a man, a shaliach, to accept the get. Here, it's a shaliach leholacha who's delivering the get. And he's coming from Medina Sayam. Tzorach sheyomar, he has to say the words, b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam. This was written in front of me, and this was signed in front of me. Now, of course, according to, and the Gemara deals with this, we're not going to deal with this now, the Gemara wonders, according to Rabbah, that he's testifying that the get was written l'shma, to make sure that although it's coming from Chutz La'aretz, don't worry, it was written l'shma, it would be enough for him to say b'fanai nechtav, this was written in front of me l'shma. And according to Rava, that you're trying to just authenticate the signatures, then it would be enough to say b'fanai nechtam, this was signed in front of me, don't worry, the signatories are great. But the fact that he's saying b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtam, so how do we understand both of those statements? One thing the Gemara does come to the conclusion about is that in the end, Rabbah, who says the reason why you say the magic words is to ensure the get was written l'shma, also agrees with Rava's reasoning that you have to say these magic words to verify the signatures, and we'll see that a little bit later. So that is the Tana Kama. You bring a get from Chutz La'aretz, you have to say the words b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtam, this was written in front of me and signed in front of me. Rabban Gamliel Omer Af HaMevi Min HaRekem Umin HaCheger. He says you have to say the magic words b'fanai nechtav, even when you're bringing a get from the cities of Rekem and Cheger to Eretz Yisrael. What are those cities? So that's the Aramaic, if you call it Unkelus, in Bereshis, Perek, Tezayin, the cities of Kadesh and Bered. So that's Rekem and Cheger. And what Rabban Gamliel is coming to do is tell you like this. The Tanakhama holds that these cities would not require the magic words, why? Because they border Eretz Yisrael, and therefore their witnesses are available, and it's very close to Eretz Yisrael, so maybe it's written Lishma. So therefore, I don't have to say the magic words. So Rabbi Gamliel, no. These cities, how are you sure the Gemara says on Daf Mem Dalet? Maybe they're not available. Witnesses are not traveling from Rechem and Cheger to Eretz Yisrael, even though they're border towns, border cities, because officially they're Chutz Laretz. And maybe the Gemara was not written Lishma. So therefore, he holds, you have to say, even when you're bringing a get from Rechem and Cheger to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lelud. You know where else you have to say it? Obviously, this is something that Tanakama and Rabbi Gamliel do not agree with. What's kfar ludim lelud? Well, lud, we know, is in Eretz Yisrael. Kfar ludim is an area just outside the border of Eretz Yisrael. But interestingly, we know that borders generally are not straight. So, and they bubble out, they protrude out a little bit. So it happens to be the kfar ludim. If you're sitting in kfar ludim and you look up, you go north, that's Eretz Yisrael, because there's a protrusion of the landmass of Eretz Yisrael that sticks out. And if you look south from Kfar Ludim, there's also a landmass of Eretz Yisrael that protrudes out. So you could say you're basically swallowed up within Eretz Yisrael. Says Tanakam Gamliel, yeah, because of that, you would not need to say the magic words when delivering a get from Kfar Ludim in Chutz La'aretz to Lud in Eretz Yisrael, because even Kfar Ludim is within, swallowed up within Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Eliezer, no, lo plug, we don't make any distinctions. If Kfar Ludim is officially Chutz La'aretz, then I don't care that above you and below you is Eretz Yisrael. You have to say the words, this was written in front of me and signed in front of me when you deliver the get from Kfar Ludim into Eretz Yisrael to Lud. V'chachamim omrim, eino tzarech sheyomar, b'fanai nichtav, b'fanai nechtam, ela ha-meivim imidinas hayam v'hamolech. Says the Chachamim, you don't have to say the magic words unless you are, and then says something strange. Whether you bring a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, or Hamolech, even if you bring a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. So let's try to understand this. According to the Chachamim, so we understand very well why you're saying the magic words from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, because that was the Tanna Kama said. But now you're telling me, even if you're deliver a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you have to say why is that? So Rabba would say, obviously the Chachamim disagree with the Tanna Kama. Tanna Kama says only when you bring from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say it. But not when you're bringing from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz. If it was written in Eretz Yisrael, the Bikin Lishma, we don't have to worry about that. Why the Chachamim disagree with the Tanakam and say even when you deliver a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, you have to say the magic word, says Rabbah? Well, because it's lo plug. We don't want to make a distinction, right? We make a gzera, meaning a gzera. The Chacham make a gzera. Chacham make a gzera. Make sure you say the magic words when you're delivering a get from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, so that you don't forget to say them when you're delivering a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. But really, you don't need to say it. But this is all Rabba L'shita, so that it's that the reason is Lishma, to make sure the get is written Lishma. Of course, Rava understand there's no machlokas at all. The Chachamim are explaining the Tanna Kama. You know why when you deliver a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say the magic words? Well, for the same reason that you would have to do so from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, because they're far away, and ein din mitzuri milkaimo, witnesses are not around to verify their signatures, and we need to verify them therefore in advance to make sure the get is kosher, so that if the husband contests the validity of the get, we ignore him. So therefore, any faraway place, you have to say it whether you're going in one direction or the other. Then the Mishnah says, "V'hamevi mimedina lemedina mimedina sayam tzarech sheyomar b'faraynechtam faraynechtam." And if you're bringing something from one province to another in Chutz La'aretz, so you're in Chutz La'aretz itself, but you're going from Europe to the United States, or you're going, let's say, from New York to California. So you also have to say the magic words. Of course, according to Rabba, why? Because the get is not written lishma, and according to maybe not because you're in Chutz La'aretz. And according to Rava, if you're going that distance, certainly in those days where caravans were not mitsuyan, where not people weren't traveling, and the Eidim weren't not be available to verify verify the signatures. So you want to make sure that the person delivering the get in advance would verify the signatures at the very beginning and ensure that we can ignore the husband if he contests the validity of the get. And then the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, afilu mehegmonia lehegmonia, even from one government to one rulership to another in Eretz Yisrael itself. Let's say I have a case where you have two towns or two cities in Eretz Yisrael, but separate governments and people are not traveling one to the other. You're not allowed in. So now, here, what are we afraid of? Why would you have to say the words, this was written in get, when you deliver a get, when you're going from one place to another, you manage to get through somehow with your passport. Let's say they let you through, even though it's only one city to the other. Why? Because people are not typically traveling and you may never be able to verify the signature. So you, the deliverer of the get, have to say the magic words. But according to Rabbah, if both towns are in Eretz Yisrael, the fact that Eidimanat Matsui shouldn't matter because it was in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the get's written Lishma. It's from here that the Gemara derives that Rabbah must agree with Rava as well, that although Rabbah's concern was maybe a get was not written Lishma, he's also concerned of the availability of or the fact that the Edom are not available to verify. He agrees with Rava as well. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Yudah Omer, me rekem la mizrach, virekem ka mizrach. So we mentioned rekem before, which was that city on the border, which is officially Chutz La'aretz. Says Rabbi Yehuda, when we speak about delivering a get from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael, I want you to know that Rekem and eastward, it was obviously east of Eretz Yisrael, the Rekem Kamizrach, Rekem has the status of Chutz La'aretz, and if you deliver a get from Rekem to Eretz Yisrael, you have to say the magic words, and of course beyond, even further east, of course you would have to say it. Me Ashkelon la Darom, the Ashkelon kadarom. And now is a city that we haven't mentioned before, city of Ashkelon. So says the Mishnah, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Ashkelon and further southward towards to the end of the world. The halacha is you have to say b'fanech when you deliver a get, but Ashkelon has the status of south, which means just like Rekem has the status of Chutz La'aretz, Ashkelon has the status of Chutz La'aretz as well. And me'ako latzafon ve'ako katzafon, from the city of Akko further north to the end of the world, you have to say the magic words when you deliver a get. Ve'ako katzafon, in the city of Akko itself, has the status of Chutz La'aretz, of being north, and you would have to say the magic words, delivering it from Akko into Eretz Yisrael itself, and from Ashkelon into Eretz Yisrael itself, and from Rekem, of course, into Eretz Yisrael itself. Now, why do we mention these cities? So the answer is because in Tanakh, you find, or the Gemara, you find that these cities are part of Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah is telling you that, no, these cities have the status of Chutz La'aretz. Why Ashkelon? Take that as an example. It was part of Eretz Yisrael in Tanakh, but that's because it wasn't conquered at the time of Bayisheni, and therefore the people who were living there either were not reliable to write a get lishma, or maybe not available to confirm the signatures, and therefore a get coming from Ashkelon to Eretz Yisrael needs b'fanai nechtam. Rekem. So what's that about? So Rabbeinu Tam claims that there are really actually two Rekem and Chegers. Remember, Rekem and Cheger are the Aramaic terms for Kadesh and Bared. And he claims that was a Rekem and Cheger of Eretz Yisrael, and Rekem and Cheger, which were outside, a pair of these cities outside the border. And that's what we're referring to in our Mishnah that has the status of Chutz La'aretz proper. And what about Akko? So Akko is half Eretz Yisrael, half not Eretz Yisrael. That is, that's what he claims. The Reed thinks that all of these towns were really within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but they were far from a lot of settlements where people lived, and therefore the people weren't available to confirm the signatures. Maybe they didn't know the halacha of Lishma, and therefore get delivered from there needs the magic words. We don't mention, interestingly, really the western border of Eretz Yisrael. That's probably because it's the Yama Tichon, the Yama Gadol, the Mediterranean Sea, and other just claim that the Mishnah here, it gives you three geographical areas. You have Rechem and further eastward, Ashkelon and further south, and Akko and further north. But in fact, we're really giving you corner borders, aren't we? Rechem is to the northeast. Ashkelon is to the southwest. Akko is to the northwest. So what's left? The southeast. What's the southeast? That's the Dead Sea. And therefore, Yam HaMelech, the Mishnah would not need to tell us that at all. And Rabbi Meir Omer, Akko carries Israel a git, and Rabbi Meir disagrees with the Tanakhama and says Akko is not like Chutz Laaretz, Katzafon, like further north, but rather it has the status of Eretz Israel regarding git. And there may be areas of halacha we have a mitzvah satulos ba'aretz we have to deal with as well. There are halachas of Chumas and Maastros and things like that, a Shemitah. But Rabbi Meir at least comes to say when it comes to Gittin, Akko has the status of Eretz Israel. And therefore, as opposed to the Tanakhama, who said the person delivering the get would need to say b'fanat chavran erachtam, Rabbi Meir says, no, Akko is like Eretz Israel regarding delivering a get. If you bring a get from Akko to further inward to Eretz Israel, you don't need to say the magic words.